Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, words matter in life and career. Recall the person who spoke encouraging words to you at the right time in your life. Their words spoke life to you. Now, you and I can build up and encourage ourselves and others with our words. Words matter, my friends. Use your words wisely. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 21. What we say to ourselves and others produces effects. Words are powerful. Begin to monitor your words. Are they affirming or negative? Are they uplifting or critical? Are they empowering faith and unbelief? Are you expressing gratitude or complaining? This insight made me effective in my life and career. Once I understood the power of my words, I began to grow as a person and a leader. I became aware of my ability to give life to a person or situation through understanding. I became sensitive to how our words can also kill or destroy a person, situation, or opportunity. My friends, we need God's wisdom in what to speak for. Building up instead of pulling down, let's begin a 15-day challenge. Could you think twice before we speak? There is one who speaks rashly, like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment. Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verses 18 through 19. Again, recall the person who encouraged and taught you the truth, and pray that God makes you that kind of person and leader. King David is called a man after God's heart. He prays, God, create a pure heart in me. Give me a new spirit that is faithful to you, in Psalm chapter 51, verse 10. Why? Because David knew that the mouth speaks out of the abundance of the heart. How can we begin developing the mindset of my words matter in life and career? Begin now. Follow King David's example. 1. Ask God to create a clean heart and renew your right spirit. 2. Seek to practice and use your words wisely in every situation. May my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, states King David, Psalm 19, verse 14. Knock. Keep practicing believing that with God you can transform your speech and impact everything you do for something beautiful. You will then see the truth about the power of the tongue, and eat the fruit your words, fitly spoken, will provide. You will know the truth, freeing you to enjoy and talk about abundant life to all you serve. Listen to this. The right word at the right time is like a custom-made piece of jewelry, and a wise friend's timely reprimand is like a gold ring slipped on your finger. Proverbs 25, verse 11. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.